Hello, welcome to Throwing Light. My name is Brandi Walker, and this is episode 91, Introduction to Shadow to Shalom. Okay, big exhale. Hello, it's been 2 weeks. I want desperately for this to be a weekly podcast, but I wonder if right now at this stage in my life, if it would give myself some room, some breathing room to make it a twice monthly situation. So that's what I'm going to aim for right now. I know that I can deliver on that. And then if I'm able to do more, then that's a bonus. And I'm not letting you down. I'm not letting myself down. And that just feels really good. yeah. And so I don't know if you have attempted to go look, but the website is not up yet. So last week I completely forgot that my parents were coming into town, and then I've just had some, energetic upheaval, the last podcast episode in my own life that has been very real and very difficult and very, it's been a challenge to work through and to, you know, it's one of those things where when we go through these difficult times and things and events, you know, they're always an opportunity to examine the thing behind the thing and to look and see like what's really going on and how am I being invited to grow? But there's also the human element of this is bleeping hard and I'm tired. And so that's where I've been. That's where I was kind of a lot of last week. And then I rediscovered, I don't know. I started listening. You know, there are times when you have to go back and listen to like the basics of the work that you're doing, whatever it is that you're doing. And so I started listening to Joe Dispenza again, and was just like, okay, you know what? Like, I'm reminded that this stuff is real, that magic exists, that we, you know, like they, have done studies that say, if you can hold, you know, a resonance of gratitude, of like actual gratitude, of feeling that grateful love inside of you for 10 minutes a couple times a day, like it has like cellular healing powers. Like it helps you feel better, not just on an energetic mind level, but physiologically. And that's freaking remarkable. And yeah, so I was doing some of that last week, and that was, you know, part of how I've been moving through a challenging situation, which has been really cool. And then my parents came to visit over the weekend, and that was amazing. And I think one of the strange gifts of the pandemic have been that I've just felt so grateful to have my parents in my life and to be able to see them. And I saw them in July for the first time in almost 2 years. And it's a little bit stressful, you know, when my parents come, because I want everything to be perfect for them. And And I just kind of live a much more messy life than they do. And I just kind of, I tried as well as I could to let all of that go and to just enjoy them being with me and with my kids. And so it added to my stress, but also it's that you stress, that like positive stress that helps us make a meaning of our lives. So all that to say, I wanted to do a podcast episode last week and I wanted to get the website out. And then I was like, you know what? I legitimately do have a lot going on and maybe, you know, I could give myself a break. Cause also my middle one started back to school last week. So here we are. It's a new week. It's a new day and we are podcasting and I'm very, very happy to be here. And I share all that in case you're going through it as well, whether that's a challenging situation or, you know, just a busy season in life and feel like I wish I could get more of the things done that I really, that my heart really wants to, complete. And, you know, it's okay. It's okay to be where you are. And the message that I have received twice in the last like 24 hours probably is to slow way down. And they came from two very different sources. And I was just like, oh crap, because I hate that message. But I need it right now. So, okay. So here we are. So I'm hoping that the website will be out this weekend or early next week. Thank you for your patience. I'm just kind of letting it be messy and embracing all of the chaos. And I love that idea of chaos magic. And I think that a lot of maybe empathic people especially are, if channeled in a way that is intentional and deliberate, we can do a lot of good in the midst of a chaotic atmosphere or environment. Like we, you know, I was thinking about this yesterday. So I went to go get some food. We were eating out and I went up to order my food and I was like, hey, how are you doing to the guy? And he kind of like looked at me with this, like, I'm done with your like niceties. Like, don't talk to me. And I, for a split second, wanted to go into that, like, well, screw you. Like, this can go a whole different way. Like, just kind of like taking on. And it was like taking on his energy. Right. And then I was like, oh, wait, I don't have to take on his energy. He can have his energy and he's allowed to be where he is and I can remain where I'm at. And that's in a pretty good place. So I'm going to do that. And that sort of like, I think empaths, as much as we can feel other people's emotions, we can, I think, get really good at like projecting out like positivity. I don't know if positivity is the right word, but projecting out like heightened positive emotions, and at least staying in that residence ourselves while we're in the midst of chaos and kind of taking that chaos and like transmuting it into something useful. So as we're approaching, we're not approaching Halloween, we have 2 months, but you know, like for a lot of us, that's like the beginning, like the end of August, the fall is like the beginning of the season of the witch. So, if chaos magic resonates, that is my gift to you, that idea or concept. Okay. So I have babbled on enough. Let's get into it. Introduction to shadow to shalom. So, oh gosh, I don't even know. I feel like this came to be last year. Maybe last summer. It had been brewing for a long time. And And what it is, like what Shadow to Shalom is, it essentially, so I feel like we all are either on or are invited to be on a journey toward healing and thriving. I believe in the restoration of shalom or heaven on earth. I believe that we get to feel good in our bodies and in our lives. And when we don't, that's an opportunity to kind of look at, like I was talking about earlier, the thing behind the thing. I heard recently in an Instagram post that there are kind of like two ways to ask, why is this happening to me? And one is sort of a, you know, a self-pitying perspective, and the other is reflective and empowered. And I think that embodies what I guess the philosophy behind Shadow to Shalom. So I think that I don't think that we always need to go into our darkest parts in order to get to this place of thriving. But I do think that there are gifts there. And the gifts aren't in dwelling in the horrible things that have happened to us. I think that there's a way to go into our shadows, our darkness, our trauma that is not very helpful, that is sort of like sitting in squalor or sitting in the muck and not really doing anything with it. And I think that, you know, there are times when we've all been there, and there's no, that's not wrong. But I think that when we investigate it from a place of self-compassion, compassion for others, the planet, you know, all of it, and like a detached, like looking at it as an observer would, like a third party, curiosity, I think, is one of your best friends when doing really intense shadow work. I think that a lot of the problems that we are faced with today as individuals and as a collective stem from the fact that if something is deemed bad or negative or taboo or unacceptable, then we don't allow ourselves to, if it's a part of us, which sometimes it is, we don't allow ourselves to go there. Or if we do, we essentially accept the idea that we are the bad guy, that we're the evil one. I think that healing, thriving, is not about becoming completely 100% good, because I don't think that's true to who we are as humanity. I think that it's about integration. And so our healing as a collective and as individuals, it has to include both the yin and the yang. It has to include the feminine and the masculine. It has to include both the dark and the light. And that sounds good, right? Like we can, on a theoretical, detached, philosophical level, we can like agree with that. But when it's like, oh, wait, I'm being manipulative to my sister because, you know, I want her, I want the best for her, or I'm jealous of her, whatever. then it's harder, right? It's harder to embrace that. And, or whatever it is, like that was just an example that I pulled out of the air. I think that, or to our kids, like, damn, like when we screw up as parents, like we can't handle it. And so we just put a complete wall up and say, no, that I couldn't be an awful parent because I love my kids too much. I couldn't do anything wrong. I could never hurt them, but we have, and our kids are hurting, and then they're gaslit by the experience of us not being able to manage and navigate our darkness. So, yeah. So it's some deep shit. but it's the path. And you know, it's interesting because Joe Dispenza, I think, would disagree with some of my philosophies. And I super respect his work. And I think that staying in a positive vibe, staying in that, you know, I'll link the emotional scale, but staying in that kind of love and gratitude, joy, peace, you know, those emotions, whoo, like transformative, like bodily healing, like so good. And I think we get there through our shame, through that which has the capacity to torture us. And again, I don't think we do it by dwelling in those places, or by further falling down those rabbit holes. I think that we get there by allowing all of ourselves to exist. And so, I mean, that's essentially what shadow to shalom is. And so, if you have been following me, I just finished the first draft, a very rough draft of this book that I'm writing on this topic. And my dream is to eventually come out with a very comprehensive workshop that kind of walks you through like how you would go on this journey to connect with all of the parts of yourself in not therapy, in the coaching, the spiritual coaching that I do. That's essentially what I do with people. Like so I think shadow work can look like inner child healing, past life meditations or regressions, ancestor work, and healing the ancestral trauma, the generational trauma. I get to do this training in the end of September. That is it's a weird name. It's comprehensive resource model, but it's an evidence-based modality that essentially is ancestor work. And I am so excited. It's as a therapist, but it's like I'm so excited. Yeah, and then more traditional like shadow work, like connecting with the parts of ourselves that we don't. A shadow is unconscious, right? So a shadow is, generally speaking, the parts of us that we are unaware of, and like super offended when somebody calls out, because first of all, deep within us somewhere, we know that it's true. And then second, we don't know it's true on a conscious level. So we're like freaked out. So what I wanted to do this is going to be a series on the podcast, is essentially walk you through for completely free my entire philosophy, Shadow to Shalom, from start to finish. going into how would you begin to navigate inner child work? How would you begin to do shadow work? You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In my book, I cover personal problems, like individual issues, and then I talk about world problems and problems that we're facing as a collective. And a problem is maybe a weird word to use, but I think I'm excited to like kind of go there with you and have those conversations from maybe a different way than we, you know, I think we have gone round and round. We have talked about world issues, political issues, and I mean political as in not just like our current political landscape within the US or another country, but like the way in which we set ourselves up, govern ourselves, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not a it's not like it doesn't have everything. But I want to go there with you. I want to go to these places and see what comes up. And I don't think it'll be like every week. So it'll maybe, you know, if I'm trying to do twice a month, maybe it'll be, one of those. So it'll be a long series, but I think that it'll be really, I can't think of the word I'm looking for. Like, I hope that it brings value. I hope that it's legitimately helpful. My goal in life is to be useful, is to be helpful, to myself and others. And so, yeah, so that's what we're doing. And I didn't really, so, you know, this idea of shalom, I think I might do, I wonder if I might do a whole episode on what that looks like, because that's a whole concept on itself and what it means to me and what it means, you know, like the etymology of it. And so I think that we'll do that in a separate, yeah. So if you're down for the ride, I'd love to hear from you. And again, I think it won't be like every week or every other week or however long, however often I post. But I think the idea is that's my thesis. Like that is my, that's my overarching philosophy of how the whole thing works. And so I wanted to share that with you and really start to get public about this philosophy, because I've sort of embedded it into different pieces of my social media and different things I've done, but I really wanted to, like, you know, come all out with it. So I hope that that sounds good to you. I hope that you're doing amazing today. And if you're not, like, that's okay. It's okay to be where you are. And we get to be where we are together, and we get to, you know, find the gems in the difficulties. And sometimes that's even more cool than just having a lovely day, which, you know, nobody's knocking lovely days. But anyway, so much love. I will see you in 2 weeks or less. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I'm so glad you're here. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a review. Would very much appreciate it. And you can also share it like in your Instagram stories if that's your jam, and then tag me in it. Thank you again. I really appreciate you.